This Thursday night at 6, the third WWIB parking lot picnic of the summer will be wrapped up musically by Mike Rambo and the Jam. Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Rambo not only about that concert performance Thursday night, free here at WWIB and WOGO, but also about the new Collective Arts Center on Madison Street in Eau Claire, plus what's going on with the Collective Choir. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Onlookers would understandably think that Mike Rambo is a guy who wears a lot of hats, considering the fact he's been the director of Collective Choir for a number of years. There's the new Collective Arts Center we'll be talking with him about. And Rambo also working with Mike Rambo and the Jam, which, as I said, will perform this Thursday night at 6, capping off our WWIB-WOGO parking lot picnic. But when I talked to him about wearing a lot of hats, he says,
I like to simplify the hats a little bit. When you just think about what are the gifts that God's given you, you know, and for me, one of those gifts and the talents that he's allowed me to steward is music and communication through the arts that way. And I want to use that to let other people know about his love and his truth. And I think, you know, part of my gifting too is also as an evangelist. And so I want to be equipping the community for the work of that ministry of propagating the gospel and especially artists and people that are using music, just encouraging them, you know, to keep in mind their first calling, which is to glorify God, and that's our existence. And so if you put that all together, it does manifest in a few different places. Some of those places, like you mentioned, the Collective Choir, that's been just an amazing family, community to be a part of, multi-church community, individuals from all over the Chippewa Valley, making music with gospel and hip-hop music, and writing some of our own music as well. Just going through that whole creative process to communicate in a fresh way in the Chippewa Valley what is the hope that we have. And that's been a fun process, and kind of the flagship of my recent journey. I've also been a music director in different churches in the Chippewa Valley, and that's been a wonderful time to be working with the saints and praising God. And I still fill in and definitely partake in that.
Mike, help us out now. Mike Rambo and the Jam this Thursday night, 6 o'clock. Capping off the final hour, the eighth and final hour of a full parking lot picnic, number 3 out of 4 this year, right at WWIB. So tell us what people are in store for musically Thursday night.
Yeah, so on Thursday night, we're bringing a teenage music community along with me that I've been working with over the last couple of years. And we have some fine musicians that are joining us who have been a part of the Jam. And we're going to do all sorts of music. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be encouraging. And we're very excited to be able to party with you guys and help you champion some causes in the local valley using the gifts that God's given us. So there's going to be about 4 of the members from the Jam. And then I'll be doing some of my music as well from my past and probably some of the choir music and in addition to some of the old MRP, the Michael Rambo Project, that I was involved with over the last decade as well.
Interesting to hear you use the word party, because sometimes that seems like a word that the world gets in the sense that, hey, you know, I'm going to party, and it seems like, but at the same time, somebody's written a book talking about the kingdom of God is a party. In fact, C.S. Lewis talked about joy is the serious business of heaven. So maybe we can recapture that word.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. I think joy that goes deeper than, you know, just a temporary fix or a temporary happiness. But I do believe that exuberance and joy and even hilariousness are some of the root words that would describe generosity or describe what life in the Spirit is like. And so I would definitely be an advocate to encourage people, if they're bored with their Christian walk, that they definitely need to spend some time with the Lord and take some of the risks that I believe that He's leading us into, you know, out of the ordinary in your workplace or in your home. And it's quite an adventure, but it's also so joyful. And I would agree with that.
I asked Rambo to tell us more about the new Collective Arts Center being brought into existence at the former home of the Lighthouse at 310 Madison Street in Eau Claire.
The Collective Arts Center is brand spanking new. In fact, even while we were talking, I did not resist the temptation to flake off a couple pieces of paint with my nail puller here. I'm down here today, actually, on Friday.
When you say down here, down where?
Oh, we're down on 310 East Madison Street. So this was at what was known as the Lighthouse Youth Ministry.
Okay.
As far as the center goes, they got a call from Miss Joy, who is the director there, and she told how she felt the Lord was calling them to go mobile. And so they were going into parks now, meeting with the youth where they're at and stepping away from a permanent center. And so she told us how we were the first on her mind that would take over this space for the kingdom. And certainly I would be, I guess, just a bad witness if I did not share how that had been in my heart. You know, it's. I always kind of dreamed about what would we do with the space down here if it was stewarded to us. And it was about 3 years ago. I remember praying, and I distinctly felt unsolicited, like the Lord said, "I've given you the keys to the Lighthouse," and I just kind of tucked it away in my heart and just said, "Okay. You know, let your will be done." And so, you know, Abraham waited 15 years before he had Isaac. But when the word is spoken, I just trust to God. And here we're walking into this area on 308 and 310 East Madison Street. And this is an extension of our missional music community. But the center is going to be focusing on Christ-centered creativity. And how that ties in with the collective choir. I see the collective choir as a manifestation and a demonstration of the kingdom of God in musical community. And so we go out to proclaim Jesus, but we also invite people to participate in the kingdom as a stepping stone into the church, stepping stone into spiritual formation. And we do that by exercising creativity, you know, reflecting the image of the ultimate creative God. And it's a huge privilege to be able to share joyfully the hope that we have. And what I see is like a fountain of living water flowing into the city. From the churches, but also from the center, young creatives that are very well in tune with the mission of God, but also their calling as artists to steward their gifts and communicate Christ through everything that they do. And so, you know, we see it as a way to accelerate those young creatives to better serve in their churches, in their schools, and in their communities. I really believe that the arts are one of the influential corners of our society. And absolutely, I believe that God is working His redeeming work through them to display His wonders and to pull people to Himself. And so if we can be a catalyst that helps excite that kingdom muscle in local churches and excite that kingdom muscle in the city, and is a place to inspire vision for how can I allow Jesus to be in my whole life, not just part of it. Like, okay, I have my church going self, and then I am an artist, and so I have to look to American Idol or whatever to aspire for. No, we have an amazing God who raised people from the dead, who is healing people, like, and we can allow Him to inform how we would serve wherever we go, and so that's a big part of the heart of this center. And it's going to involve some programming that will include dance, that will include creative writing, recording, live music with the jam, as well as probably eventually some theater and other things like that. But ultimately, that's up to God to supply. You know, and so if people are hearing what I'm talking about and you're feeling like God is resonating with this, with your heart, like, oh man, I need to be stepping into this. We need your help. I mean, I'm stepping in faith that this is God's timing for starting to walk out this thing that's been on my heart. But I realize this thing is bigger. It's not my thing. This is the Lord's thing that I'm just saying yes and trusting Him to supply. You know, we're stepping in here and we don't even have, you know, a full-blown sound system yet. But we're going to use what we have and trust God to supply the increase and trust God to supply the other passionate artists and people that can inspire and really ping off of each other and resonate with God's glory.
Rambo says he and his team believe that
this will be a well-utilized place throughout the day as well as in the evening with all of the people that are looking to provide an environment that will spur creativity and give the environment that you can just jump right in and take part in those things. So, yeah, we're seeing some people come up with, oh, this is such a great idea. And so we definitely are seeing people that God has been calling into this step forward already.
Mike Rambo talks about some of the things they're in need of at the new Collective Arts Center at 310 Madison Street in Eau Claire.
Right now, we're in need of some volunteers to actually prepare the place. We're not gutting it out. It's definitely shoe shine and nail polish, but I definitely see that it's functional to get going. And so as we get supplied with further funds and everything, we'll continue to expand certain projects. But initially we need craftspeople, and we need, like right now, painting. It's just getting a fresh coat of paint and, getting the initial, you know, trim and carpeting and things like that put into place. We are in need of some carpeting, like even something as practical as like carpet squares, you know, for the studios, just to help soak up the sound. And other sound paneling, if churches, for example, have taken some of their sound paneling and put it in storage or whatever, like, we believe that God's treasure troves are huge and abundant. And so definitely if there are ways to help us condition the sound and prepare this facility using some of the resources that are in storage, or that might just be hanging out. We do need also some equipment. We are in the process of getting not only music instruments for the facility, but we also want music instruments for a music instrument library that we can be having available for families that want to try out the instruments, want to spend some time on it before they're like, oh, we want to make the investment. We know that there are, you know, times where, you know, there's going to be some economic strain as well, but we still want these resources available for people to exercise them. And so they'll be able to go online and like a library, check them out. And we're actually working with the L.E. Phillips Memorial Library to put something like that together. They already have ukuleles and stuff like that, but we want drum sets, we want synthesizers, we want other larger items available for the community to be able to learn these things. The other needs, there I would be happy to let people know about like a large screen TV, 52 inches or more, because that's what we're going to use for our projection and for YouTube videos and learning. And then, a few other items like that. But you can contact me, mike@collectivechoir.org. I'd be happy to let people in on what's going on and go from there.
Ramble gives us an update on the Collective Choir as well.
The Collective Choir is live and active. We have been rehearsing Monday nights at Phoenix Park by the Dog Statue in downtown Eau Claire. And we've been performing about twice a month. Our next performance is going to be on July 23rd at the Artisan Market, the Amphitheater down in Phoenix Park. And we're going to be sharing testimonies of what the Lord's done in us and sharing some songs in the morning. We would love your help just being present and being available for the Holy Spirit to use you. Who knows who might be listening and who might be gathering around. And so God might lead you in a conversation with others. So that's what's coming around the bend.
Finally, Rambo invites everyone to catch Mike Rambo and the Jam this Thursday night at 6 right here at WWIB, capping off our third parking lot picnic of the summer.
Everybody, you're not going to be disappointed. You're going to see some very inspired young people pouring it out. You're going to hear some great songs that will be encouraging, but also just fun for the whole family. And so we encourage you to come out and continue to celebrate and push together with the kingdom of God, and we're very thankful for WWIB for the opportunity to be at the party.
Mike Rambo wearing so many hats, not only Mike Rambo and the Jam, director of the Collective Choir, but now the new Collective Arts Center, Christ-centered creativity, a maker and program space in downtown Eau Claire, as the Lighthouse goes mobile under the direction of Joy Echeverria. We wish them the best, and exciting about this new development there. Again, to contact Mike, it's mike@collectivechoir.org, mike@collectivechoir.org. But he'll be here Thursday night at 6, Mike Rambo and the Jam. We hope you will be as well. Some great tunes, and enjoy our parking lot picnic this Thursday, 11 to 7. I'm Mark Halverson. This has been Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. This week, taking a turn toward the arts. Thanks for listening.